Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three today. The broadcast has just blasted past us. Jason Mermis, one of the co-producers with Dylan Avery and Corey Rowe, the most downloaded film, even Vanity Fair admits that, over 100 million free downloads on Google and YouTube alone, 100 plus million in English, ladies and gentlemen, tens of millions in German and Chinese and Spanish, and that's just on the two major free platforms. They've now put out the final cut, a totally new film, incredible interviews with top CIA analysts saying inside job, you name it. By the way, Robert Baer, one of the most serious about him, has now gone public saying he believes it's an inside job. Big Dallas Cowboy, of course, we had on a few days ago. Mark Stepnoski just went public on this show. Martin Sheen went public last week. We broke that here. Of course, Charlie Sheen started this last year coming on the show, breaking it. I mean, this is amazing what is starting to happen. And then, of course, George Carlin last week at a book signing said, I don't believe the official story. I think something's going on there. I mean, that's all in the last week. This is incredible. We've got Turk Pimkin, who I don't know how to describe. He's a writer, an incredible photographer. I didn't even know that about him. And a whole bunch of movies, Sopranos, TV shows. It's really ridiculous how much stuff he's been in. I'm just glad that I ran into him twice the last 2 weeks. I said, you know, there's a reason I'm running into this guy. And so we've got him in studio coming up in the next segment. In closing, Jason Mermis, people can order the DVD. It's going to ship out in about a week. We've got them right now. Put your orders in, ladies and gentlemen. And Sunday it goes on the web, on the websites. And you've got a premiere coming up in New York. Tell folks about that. You're also going to be in New Hampshire, Minnesota, Dallas, a lot of other places for premieres.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, Dylan will be in New York City this weekend with Luke Radowski and We Are Change, and they're going to be screening it there. You can go to loosechange911.com for all the details. I'm going to be with Minnesota We Are Change this Sunday at the Riverview Theater. And like I said, we're going to be doing something with John Feel on the 27th, and I think that's important because in this movie we also cover the fact that the EPA lied about the air quality as a desire to reopen up Wall Street. I mean, this is exactly what the national security...
And we have the documents where Bush ordered it. He should be arrested for that alone.
Absolutely. Him and Christine Todd Whitman should be going to prison for manslaughter and really murder because people are dying from this. And, you know, you look at the mainstream media and how they're reporting how, you know, it wasn't the air quality and that's just false. And now they're going along with the official line when it's absolutely ludicrous. This is part of
the way, day one, 6 years ago, I was just covering local New York news where they were all getting sick and they knew it was asbestos and mercury and all those computers and mercury switches and thermostats. And they called us conspiracy theorists for 4 years. Now they admit it all in the last two.
Yeah, it's very upsetting that more is not being done to help the first responders. I mean, for me, the Feel Good Foundation is the premier foundation. This man literally gave up a kidney a couple months ago so another first responder could live. And, you know, that's the attitude we got to take. These guys were truly heroes. They went into those buildings to save lives, and they did not get what they deserved.
Well, that's why we've got Turk Pimkin in here, not because he's a writer or in TV or in movies, but Turk Pimkin is with us because he's actually gone to Africa. He's actually gone to India. He's actually gone to the third world. He's actually showing what's happening. He's actually trying to put water systems in. He's actually trying to get powerful Nobel laureates to speak out and get involved. I don't know how he got so many. It's an amazing film that we'll be discussing coming up. Jason Mermis, to Dylan and Corey and everybody, I salute you. Great job. It feels so good. After 2 years, you guys making this, me involved, executive producing the last year, and all the places we traveled, the things we did, to finally see this getting ready to come out, I feel like a huge stress level is going to be lifted off of us. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Alex. Like you said, a huge stress level being lifted. I'm just excited for this information to get out there. Hopefully, you know, people are going to buy their copy and make dozens of copies. Hopefully, they're going to sit their families down at Christmas dinner at, you know, Thanksgiving dinner and go over this stuff. It's important, and we need to do it.
All right, my friends. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to get you back on Monday, maybe even pop in on the Sunday show, on the Sunday syndicated show to discuss this more. Thank you, Jason Mermis.
God bless you, Alex.
All right. God bless you, too. It's so exciting, folks. I'm only going to have to go pop some champagne here, but I don't need that for my fat belly. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just to start this interview off with a story, I was premiering Endgame a few weeks ago. We had 10 showings, last one last night, at the Elmwood Draft House South Lamar. And it's about 10 o'clock at night. I was kind of out of it. All of a sudden, I came out of giving a speech and said, "Hey, Willie Nelson just came by and was overlooking at the table." So I get all, "Oh, my gosh, Willie Nelson." So I run back to the office, get Endgame because it wasn't out yet. And I, you know, go give it to Willie. And then at the end, he came up and said hi. And we're out there swarming around with like 200 people. And I see Turk Pipkin, who I'd met a few times and knew, but I didn't really even connect who it was, and shook his hand and remembered because I'd been in one film with him, Scanner Darkly, that came out last year. And then I went to my friend Rick Linkletter's party. He had a Mexican food barbecue out at his place out in Bastrop, and I see Turk again. And I finally got a copy of his film that came out last year, Nobility. And that's not Nobility, it's Nobility, like the Nobel Prize. And then I went back to his car with him. He gave me a copy, and I saw these incredible photographs he'd taken as well. And I was like, this guy's a really good photographer. And I'd already looked him up on IMDb. And, I mean, you name it, on TV, and pretty big roles on The Sopranos, Idiocracy, Infamous, A Scanner Darkly, Pineapple, Friday Night Lights, The Alamo. And he's all over that. Waiting for Guffman, Blank Check, Hard Promises, and it I'd be talking for hours if I tried to read his whole bio. And then on top of it, he co-authored a book with Willie Nelson that was on the New York Times bestseller list that just came out, a few months ago, or maybe a little bit longer now. And it's just amazing to then realize that this is a Renaissance man, and then to watch his film. I mean, the dangerous places he was in, the scary places, and to actually go and see all these poor, starving people, and to try to put in water systems, and then to be able to interview scores of Nobel Prize winners for his film Nobility. And if you go up to Infowars.com, there is a link to his website, and that's KirkPipkin.com, and Pipkin spelled P-I-P-K-I-N. Turk is just T-U-R-K. Pretty easy, KirkPipkin.com. But you can also go to the Nobility Project's website, nobility.org, N-O-B-E-L-I-T-Y. And you can watch the trailers there, and the proceeds go towards a lot of really worthwhile things. I hope, as listeners, you will go get his DVD, because this type of alternative stuff that you don't see on national TV, I think it should be on HBO or something, needs to be seen, and people need to know, especially Americans and Westerners who've gotten pretty decadent, how the rest of the world, or 80%+ of the world, is actually living. I mean, we're talking about maybe 600, 700 million people that are living opulent lifestyles, and then you've got 5.5 billion or so that are living hellish levels, millions of people dying every month from starvation, millions dying every year from malaria, all of these things happening, all of this very inexpensively that could be fixed. And so he interviewed people who get into trying to forgive the debt of the third world. He interviewed people about water system. He interviewed people about, well, let's just go ahead and go to Turk Pipkin. Turk, and also I want to talk about the book with Willie Nelson later. I mean, this, I got to get you back in. An hour is not enough. Turk, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here.
You bet.
An honor.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys were talking about the new film of 9/11 last hour, and Nobility came out of 9/11. I mean, my family, I'm married. We got two kids, and my wife and I, my kids, we sat around after, and we were like everybody else. We were devastated. And in many ways, it came out of America's response to 9/11. I mean, what is this opportunity right after 9/11, where we had where the world was really aligned with us, and every nation in the world and probably every person in the world went, we love America, and we cannot believe this terrible thing happened to America. And it was an incredible opportunity for us to reach out and solve all kinds of problems that face us in coming generations. And instead, we responded by saying, you know, let's go get everybody. And I thought there might be a smarter way to go out there and to talk to some really smart people, in this case Nobel laureates, those are the smartest ones I could find, and see what they thought about where we are in the world and where we're going, and whether there's anything to maybe, any way we could put things back on track.
What was the process? I mean, your film is very iconoclastic, very deep. I mean, it's hard to, I like things that are hard to put a label on. I mean, how did you get the idea first, and then how did you get, how many Nobel Prize winners?
There's 9 Nobel laureates in the film, but I'm continuing to do that through the Nobility Project, through our nonprofit. I'm continuing to work with Nobel laureates. So I just came back from Bangladesh, was filming with Muhammad Yunus, who won the Nobel Peace Prize last year. But there's 9 in Nobility, and the first was Steve Weinberg, who's a theoretical physicist right here in Austin. And I knew Steve. I've always been a big fan of his, and go to his readings and his signings, and got to know him through friends, and just realized what a brilliant guy this was. Not just about physics, and he could sit down and talk politics. He could sit down and talk everyday science. And
multifaceted knowledge.
Multifaceted knowledge, and very good at conveying in layman's terms what he sees, the way he sees the world and the way he sees science. And I thought, man, if Weinberg can talk like that, I'll bet the rest of these guys and women that you think are a bunch of, you know, pointy head geeks, or they're a bunch of Nobel Peace Prize winners that you couldn't ever get to, I'll bet they'd be delighted to talk to the everyday people about the way they see the world. And it turns out they are.
Now, I want to talk about some people you went and interviewed for this, some of the Nobel Prize winners. But watching the film, frankly, it was riveting to watch them. But it was also incredible to see the places you went, and the cinematography and the photographs and the humanity of realizing that these are human beings and they have lives.
You know, it's an amazing thing. One thing people say, we show the film a lot of schools. We have a Nobility in Schools program, but it's been in theaters, colleges, all around. People see it on DVD. But the one comment I get is that people go, wow, I just had no idea the world looked like that. And you realize, wait, we don't ever see the rest of the world pretty much at all, unless it's maybe in a Hollywood movie or if there's a natural disaster, or if there's a war.
Well, Americans travel less than any other Western nation. What, I think a third of the people have a passport?
And in general, the widespread media, you know, you just don't go cover, you know, we don't really have much in the way of footage that's about the real things that are going on in the world. It's just driven by disasters, truthfully. And so when I go to India, and when I went to India to interview Amartya Sen, who's a Nobel laureate and economist and a brilliant man, and he is an expert in food supplies and famine and populations and human rights, women's rights. He was a master at Trinity College when I spoke to him, even though I interviewed him at his home in India. He's actually at Harvard now. But when I went to India to see Sen, I was smart enough to take some time to try to find the other things I'm looking for. And I really didn't know what those things were. I wanted to go to India and shoot.
So this film was a journey.
This film was a journey.
It's not like where you write a script and go do it.
And I got to Calcutta. My friend Vance Holmes is a great shooter in Austin. The two of us got to Calcutta, and we ended up shooting with street kids everywhere we went, because everywhere you go in India, there are street kids by the thousands. And they're absolutely amazing. And I had no idea there were 25 million orphans in India, that there are millions of kids living on the street, and they're doing their best to deal with this situation, but it's a very difficult one for them. And so that's launched for me a very big connection to them.
I mean, seeing video of you know, 5-year-olds taking care of 2-year-olds.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And you know, they're at the bottom line though. They're, you look at all those kids in Nobility, they're smiling. I mean, they see my camera, they just light up like no kid you ever saw before.
That's another question. This wasn't high budget, but it came out looking so high budget. How did, because, I mean, I saw the cameras you were shooting on, nice, you know, Sony digital HD cameras, but how did you get such rich colors? It looks like film.
Well, you know, it's funny. We had a review in one of the East Coast newspapers when we opened in some Mark Cuban landmark cinemas on the East Coast, and one of the reviewers said, you'd never think the movie was shot on HD because it looks like it's shot on film, and it's really quite amazing. Well, in fact, it actually wasn't shot on HD. It was shot on the Panasonic DVXs in DV. We shot a lot of footage, and we...
I'm kind of talking.
I had a brilliant editor in Austin, Chet Hirsch, over at 501 Post, and 501 did a lot of work. And we spent almost a year working on this movie, and to make it be... You know, if you're asking people to sit down and watch interviews, and it's not just interviews, but if there are a lot of interviews in this film, you want to give them a cinematic experience to go with it, or they're going to watch half of it and say it's like 60 minutes. You know, they can watch 60 minutes on TV. I was trying to make a movie, and I thought we did a pretty good job of it.
Well, it seems like a charmed project. I mean...
Yeah, it felt like a charmed project, and you know, you're talking about going into dangerous places. I mean, I didn't really start out trying to go to dangerous places, but talking about India, when I was in Calcutta, I had this fantastic driver who was a Muslim, and I would constantly coming across all these Muslim people everywhere I went in the world, whether it was a Muslim country or not, that I became friends with, you know, because of... Of course, you know, many of us over here don't even know anyone who's a Muslim. I know a few people in Austin, but not that many.
I know some, and they all seem pretty nice.
Dara Houseman is a writer from Iran who's in Austin, and if you're looking for great writings about Iran, I really recommend Zara's book. But this guy says, so what should we do? We've been shooting for all this time in Calcutta. Why don't you take us someplace? Now, we're not really speaking in English, so we're kind of doing the best we can. Take us to see something you want us to see and drop us off. So this guy took us to the Muharram, which is one of the largest holy festivals of the Muslim world, and it's a giant pilgrimage celebrating the Hussein. It's a long story, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. I didn't really know what this festival was going to be like. What it was like was 200,000 Muslims in a period not that long after 9/11, in a period very shortly after we'd been invading Afghanistan and Iraq, where everyone had told me, don't tell people overseas you're an American. You know, because it's going to be really dangerous, and especially in a Muslim country. Well, now I'm the only, you know, I'm 6'7" with white hair. In a crowd of Muslims, of 200,000 Muslims, I look like a giant Q-tip. And somebody came by, an old man came up to me in this crowd and said, and this is kind of an intimidating crowd. He came up to me and said, where are you from? And I said, Canada. It's the first time I'd ever lied in my life about where I was from. And about 20 minutes later, we were a couple of miles away in this giant procession. I noticed this old man was walking not far from us. He was looking after us. And I felt so bad about lying to him. I went over to him and I said, I want to tell you something. It's like that moment in a sitcom where it's really loud and everybody gets quiet and some guy says, I'm gay! And they clap. You know. Well, it got really quiet right when I said, I'm an American! And about 5,000 people all turned and looked at me. You know, nothing happened to me. These people didn't want to hurt me. And they were certainly aware. There were plenty of placards out there about the war. They were certainly aware of who I was and where I was from.
Amazing.
They didn't see me as George Bush, that, which I guess is my point. And I felt it was my obligation to not see them as a bunch of terrorists, which obviously they aren't.
Turk Bivkin, amazing, folks. We've got 40 minutes left with him. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Ted Ennis from Midas, November 8, 2007, gold, 837 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $861.90, $424.70 for half, $212.35 for quarter. That's $861.90, $424.70, and $212.35. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies, the bond market continues to slump. JP Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks, credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and in World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here.
Okay, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen, and Turk Pimpkin is our guest. I want you to go to Infowars.com in the guest section right on the main page, and you'll see Turk's picture, big guy, and just click on there. Go watch the trailers. Check into this film. I want to save some time for Willie Nelson. Now, I don't want to spring this on you. I asked if it was okay right before you came on. You were in here listening to Jason Burmess and Loose Change. And I know that there have been Nobel Prize winners come out and talk about AIDS being engineered now. I know that they've been some of them have been speaking about false flag terror or letting attacks happen. And you said, oh, I was talking to a Nobel Prize winner, and they were discussing 9/11. I don't know how far you want to go, Turk, or what you want to say.
Well, they weren't discussing 9/11. What they were discussing was, and it was about Iran. You guys were Tyson's we were just listening to the preacher talking about Iran. And this was... Shireen Abadi, who is a lawyer from Iran. She was the first woman lawyer and first woman Supreme Court justice in Iran. She won the Nobel Prize and has had limited ability to travel into the United States because they could look at her. They did finally let her in the country about a year ago, which is when I met her. She works with the Nobel Women's Initiative, which is a group of all the women who have won the Nobel Peace Prize, including Aung San Suu Kyi, who my film was dedicated to, who's still under house arrest in Burma. But the women, were, except for Aung, were all in L.A., and I met with them last fall, and there were a lot of saber-rattling going on about Iran, and they were... One of the biggest messages of what they're trying to do is put forth this idea that the Iranian people are just like the Americans and have no interest in being, obviously, at being in war with America. I mean, we've gotten in a bad situation with Iran by getting into Iraq and by having a lot of increasing the anti-American sentiment in the Middle East. We drove Iran, which was westernizing and modernizing and coming right in the direction we wanted them to come, to vote for Ahmadinejad, and got the last guy we wanted, the guy we really didn't want.
And now putting pressure on Iran only makes him popular.
And, you know, it's just another one of those ways when you don't look at what happened. You know, in my film, I say to Dr. Harold Varmus, what could we have done? And it's so funny because at the time, not really funny, but so pitiful. At the time, on the election day 2 years ago, we were $140 billion into the Iraq war. And, of course, now we're 10 times that. But I said, what could we have done if we'd taken that $140 billion and we spent it on something else in the world, like addressing the world's problems? He basically said we could address all the world's health problems with that money. But so there's the kind of things you go wrong when you go into a war instead of doing other things with the money. But the other things you go wrong is you drive away friendly people, you drive guys like Ahmadinejad into office that you get rid of one dictator and you create another one. Look at Musharraf in Pakistan, right?
What was the of all the places you went in the world? What was the most degraded? What area did you see that had the greatest blight on it?
Well, I'm still traveling a lot because I'm shooting a new movie. I'm shooting a sequel to Nobility. It's called One Piece at a Time. The first movie's about problems. The second one's about solutions. So I've just come back from a couple of long trips to India, Thailand, and Bangladesh. And Thailand's a country that's, in a lot of ways, has done great things. They have a tremendous family planning program, and they don't mind talking about birth control in school or anywhere else. And the guy I interviewed, Michai Viravedi, is so famous over there, he's known as the Condom King. And when you go buy a condom at the drugstore, you ask for a Michai. And so it's no big deal. He goes into schools and blows up condoms as a joke, and people go, oh, birth control is something everybody should talk about. They went from 8 kids a family to 1.8 kids a family, and that's made everything else easier. Go to Bangladesh, right next door, on the other side of Burma. They haven't had a lot of that. They have some of that going. They've had some great microfinance stuff, which is bringing
people about that microfinance.
Out of poverty, but they still have six, eight kids a family in the rural areas, and it's killer.
We're about to break. See, this is what makes me so angry, and this is what Endgame covers. Once a country industrializes, they end up having about 1.5 children, like Europe and Japan's doing. But instead, the Royal Commission on Population, commissioned by the King of England, 44 to 49, says that they actually want to keep those nations from getting water and infrastructure, and just so they're not an industrial or military threat to the West, and then it actually causes huge balloons in population, people to die, and they claim they're doing that to reduce population, and it actually just ends up having a larger population and then more of them dying. It's almost like it just causes more death.
Well, right now, you know, the United States, we tie our AIDS and preventable disease and our family planning money that goes into Africa, and we're spending a lot of money in Africa. When I made this movie, we were spending hardly anything. They finally coming up and... it's not as much as we should be. It's still probably the lowest of any industrialized nation as a percentage of our GNP. But we are spending money. But it all has strings. So when we go over there and we talk about family planning or prevention of
AIDS, it's the type that the big guys want.
It's all tied to contraception, to abstinence. It's not tied to...
Stay there, sir. We got a break. I want to come back and get into that more. But also the microfinance. You interviewed nine of them, nine different subjects. I want to hit on some of those other subjects, too.
Sure.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You there, bro? Is our guest, and I'm going to have you back for a part two. If you go to Infowars.com, you can link over to the Nobility Project, and it's just a wide facet of ideas and different ideas that people have for solutions. Not nine Nobel Prize winners. That's quite a feat to get that many interviews.
We have a video, Nobility video library at Nobility.org, too. And you can order the DVD there, which will, when you buy one, that pays for one that goes into schools, which is, I think, a great plan. But there's also free video. The trailer's on there, which we're going to talk about Willie. The trailer has a voiceover by Willie. And but there's also a video library. So if you like Jody Williams and her landmine work, the campaign to ban landmines, you can go and look at Jody down. You know, it's a pretty much a YouTube-type viewing situation where you can see extended clips of the laureates, a lot more than what's actually in the movie. For free.
I mean, I spent about a week and a half ago, like 2 hours on your site one night. My wife comes down about 2 a.m. and goes, go to bed. And but, I mean, just the footage, too, that, I mean, again, and I'm glad to see that it's not just me thinking this, because you said critics have noticed how good the video looks.
Yeah, we're pretty pleased with that. And it's crazy. You know, I travel, unfortunately, doing all this stuff, you know, on a small budget. So, like these trips I just made to Bangladesh and Thailand and India, I'm traveling solo. I got an HD camera, and I got a still camera, and I got all this gear, and about 100 pounds of gear on my back, and it rained monsoons the whole time. I'm underneath an umbrella, walking around in these little villages. If people don't care. They're like, open up your homes and say, come on in, we want to tell you my story.
Now, I've always heard when you're overseas, because I'm not that tall, I'm like, you know, 5'10", but that if you're over 6'5", you're 6'7", that really, I mean, were you a magnet everywhere?
I'm the Pied Piper for kids in third world countries. The kids, you know, it starts off, you know, I have these great shots where you just, I'm shooting an empty courtyard and it's really pretty light or something. I just like the light and I got my video camera going. And then a kid will run by me and get in front of the camera. And then another kid and another kid and another kid. Within about a minute, there's 80 kids in the shot. It's just amazing. And then the next thing I know, everywhere I walk, they're following me through the town. It's a good thing I don't know how to open up the side of the mountain.
A lot has been written about how Westerners have had so much, have been so blessed, but then are so unhappy because Madison Avenue tells us to feel inadequate to sell us more products. But to see these children living, you know, right outside open sewers, homeless, you know, bathing in, you know, sewage water, and they have literally the light of God in their eyes compared to Americans who are driving around in Lexus and BMWs who are unhappy.
Yeah, you know, I'll come back. I came back at one point from India with a whole lot of photos of kids, and I sat down with a doctor, and he diagnosed the medical problems that these children had, including one girl with this terrible thing on her nose, which he says is Hansen's disease, which is leprosy. And, you know, here are these kids walking around with no medical care. Leprosy is a totally treatable disease. So there's the tragedy. On the other hand, is that why are our kids so stressed, so freaked out, and these kids are living in such really difficult situations and hungry a lot of times and generally seem so happy. And I think that we do have something to learn from the other world. I just interviewed this guy who founded in Delhi, a thing called the Hole in the Wall. They put computers in the sides of buildings for kids to use. And they get on the Internet and they teach themselves about the world through these computers. It's absolutely amazing. And I'm working with a 50 by 15 group, which is this effort to bring Internet access to a really large number of people in the world, 50% of the world by 2015. So I ask this gentleman, Sugata Mitra, I ask him, is it reasonable to expect we can bring electricity and internet to every village in the world? And he said, every village in the world doesn't need electricity. We always want to put our values on these villages. They deserve, you know, food and health care and a way to make a living, but they don't need to live like us. If they want to, they may choose to, but we can't, you know, it's not something we should feel this obligation to take.
Microfinance.
Away. Microfinance is a way that you bring this development to these communities. Muhammad Yunus won the Peace Prize last year. He's the founder, the guru of microfinance. And what they do, they loan small amounts of money to poor people, mostly women, 96-7% women in rural and in urban areas. And we're talking $50 loans, $100 loans, sometimes $200 loans. They buy sewing machines.
Because a lot of these places, that's more than they make in a year.
They buy a cow. You know, you buy a cow, you have to pay the loan back every week. It's a brilliant program. There's no, you know, you don't have to sign over something that you own like you do here to borrow.
And it's not
money.
Some big global multinational bank.
Well, the people own this bank. It's all stockholder owned. It's owned by the depositors. You have to open a savings account to borrow from Grameen Bank.
See, that's what your film does. It isn't one ideology or one idea. It's all these different people with different perspectives and a whole bunch of ideas, and it really just spurs more thought.
Well, Grameen Bank is a business owned by the people, and it is as libertarian as you could possibly get. They don't take foreign aid to make this stuff happen. It's all funded by
them. No, that's beautiful. I totally support it.
And they use the profits to create health care for them and to do for them for their own lives. It's an absolutely amazing program. The payback rate on these notes, 99%. Can you imagine if any bank in America had 99% payback rate?
We're getting 25% defaults now in this country.
Yeah, they have 1% default. And what they do when somebody defaults, they go to them and they say, you know, obviously you're having problem paying your loan. Instead of foreclosing and taking something that you own, I'm going to take your chickens or your cow or your bicycle. You go to them and say, maybe we should loan you some more money and spread the payments out over a longer period of time so you can get well or what you can get beyond whatever your
problem
is.
It's not predatory lending.
Yeah. No, it's totally, the purpose is to enable the poor to help themselves.
Now, shifting gears, and I've studied this not as much as you or Willie or his wife, Annie, but I know that ethanol does take a lot of corn, and then they...
And a lot of water to grow the corn.
And a lot of water, and that it's... And now, you know, they've even admitted it's starting to cause famines worldwide. Brazil, they're making it here. And then people say, oh, well, then see, Willie Nelson is doing a bad thing. No. You guys researched this. Willie did. This is biodiesel that takes waste products that would have just been dumped out and taken energy to get rid of. And this localizes it even into the cities, not just the rural areas. I mean, explain biodiesel.
Well, ethanol, of course, you're growing.
And you covered that in the film. The film covers alternative energy.
Ethanol, you're distilling. And the you know, when you distill, it's just like distilling alcohol. It takes an incredible amount of energy to grow the corn,
and there's a lot of
water to distill. There's a lot of waste, so there's a lot of problems with ethanol. And you know, the people of Mexico, the staple of their diet is corn. And do we really need to use their staple to run our cars? Okay, now the other side, biodiesel. In Willie's case, he's at Carl's Corner in Hill County, Texas. He built a biodiesel refinery there. They talk about it takes 10 years to, but would take 10 years to build a new refinery to make, to refine oil in America. They, from when they broke ground on April 1st to when they opened that refinery on July 2nd, there you go, April, May, June, 3 months to build a functional refinery. It turns out 2 million gallons of biodiesel a year. Willie uses it to run his tour buses. He puts it in his cars that he drives. He, in the case of the one in Hill County, it's mostly made for much of the year made from cottonseed hulls, which is essentially a byproduct of agriculture. You can make biodiesel from a lot of different things. There's a lot of research now about making it from switchgrass or prairie grass. But whatever you use to make the biodiesel, it has to be a sustainable product. A lot of people that make biodiesel, you know, they're running grease traps. They take, you know, they're just taking recycled French fry oil. And
which they were just dumping in a landfill. Now, I mean, this is the incredible thing. These are also like microbrews. This is inexpensive to set up. It works well. It breaks that monopoly that the big oil companies have. And so I've noticed, put out a lot of news articles creating confusion, lumping biodiesel into ethanol when it's completely separate.
Yeah, and there's moves afoot to try to, for the corporate world, to grab biodiesel and create restrictions where only the big boys will be able to do it.
See, they're scared of it.
Every rural county in America could have a plant like Willie has. Will biodiesel solve our energy problem? No, but is it one of the elements to solve it? It is.
It's an example like wind power. Totally clean. It is decentralized, and I'm hearing right now in Congress they're trying to shoot that down.
Yeah, well, today in Congress the word is out that they're trying to pull the solar and the wind provisions out of the new energy bill. And Rick Smalley is a Nobel laureate in the movie, is a Nobel chemist. He's the discoverer of the buckyball, which is really the beginning of nanotechnology. And Smalley passed away shortly after I filmed that interview with him. He had leukemia. A really brilliant man. He was dedicated to solving the energy crisis. And renewables is, you know, were high on his list. When Smalley describes in the film the amount of energy we need in coming year, 10 terabytes of new energy, it's unbelievable. That's a major plant like a coal plant you'd see or a gas plant that they're building these days. It's one like that that you would open every day, week after week, month
after month.
See,
that's my problem with all this.
27 years.
That's my problem with this is there's this huge environmental movement. It's great people, loving, caring, intelligent people. All the real things that would do good get blocked or censored or controlled or taxed. And then the corporations come along and claim, oh, they're doing all this green stuff. Then you actually find out it's a way to get control and stop the people from becoming independent.
Well, you know, changing light bulbs is a great idea, but it's going to take a lot more than changing light bulbs. And we use a lot of energy, and if the whole world would use as much energy as we did, the world would be in trouble indeed. And we're going to have to conserve. We're going to have to find every way we can to use less energy. But we're also going to have to produce a lot more clean energy. And solar, in the long term, solar is going to be the big key. The sun, there's a 10 times as much solar power hitting the earth as we consume every day, and we can grab a small, I mean, there's 1,000 times more, I'm sorry, we can grab a small percentage of that. It's expensive right now, but we need to be
putting... It's getting cheaper, though.
It's getting cheaper, and we need to be putting big money into solar. Every time somebody puts panels on their roof, and every time...
Well, they put thousands of times into weapons development that they put into solar.
Yeah, if we put one fraction of that money, we take that weapons money, and we spend it on education, we spend it on health, we spend it on solar. And I'm not just talking about health for people overseas. I'm talking about in America for people who need health care, in New Orleans, and for people who suffered from Katrina, for first responders in 9/11. We got a lot of priorities at home and a lot of opportunities overseas, and we can't do any of them because we spend our money on the military.
The film is Nobility, N-O-B-E-L-I-T-Y. The website is nobility.org. And if you go to Infowars.com, if you forget the URL, Nobility, .org. You can link through right there throughout the weekend. We'll have that link up there on the main page. I hope people will get this DVD. It spurs you to think. A lot of it, of the ideas they say I agree with, some of the ideas I don't. Others, it spurs me to thought. And I like things that challenge me. You know, I mean, I'm really into trying to grow my brain. I'm not that smart, but I'm getting a little smarter every day. I know how much I don't know. The more you learn, the more you don't know. The old cliche goes. Shifting gears in the 10, 15 minutes, Turk, we've got left. Willie Nelson, you're good friends with him. My mother absolutely loves him. I love him. My dad loves him. I grew up. I've seen him many times. And just at the movie the other night, you guys were there doing something at another film, and then to have Willie come over and get to talk to him and say, he said, hey, I like what you're doing, and then he sees the huge crowd and he kind of goes. But I mean, he had a presence, and I've been around presidents and movie stars and all other people, and I really don't think I've ever run into anybody, and the word is zen.
Yeah, that's
he seems so fun, because everybody kind of gets quiet around me, and I look over, Willie Nelson had come around the counter, and he was standing there just looking at me, and I felt this presence. It was like Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I turn around, and it's Willie Nelson looking at me to, you know, shake my hand, and, I mean, it was like a questioning, analyzing, piercing, I mean, I'm not being cheesy here, folks. Can you talk about that? And then you wrote the book, I mean, in the Yosemite.
I wrote it with Willie, yeah. It's called The Tao of Willie, and, you know, you're saying it's Zen, the Tao, or the Tao, T-A-O, as some people pronounce it. But, I mean, Willie Willie knows who he is more than any other person I ever met in my life. And there's never a moment that Willie doesn't know who he is or how he fits in a situation. We all kind of wander around in a fog. But Willie always knows who he is, and he always knows that unless somebody has done something specifically to prove otherwise, that they're a friend of his, and which is an amazing perspective to take on life. You know, Willie's never a guy who, for instance, like all of us, who'd be in traffic and somebody cuts you off and it'd be going, yeah, yeah. You know, the guy cuts Willie off, and Willie's like, that guy must really be in a hurry. And then it's gone. He never gives it another thought.
He's a true Texan.
And he is...
I mean, would you call him a personified Texan?
You know, he is a true Texan. He is, in many ways, the definitive Texan. And this book starts, you know, it's really great. Because I've known him, I've been writing about him and taking notes and remembering things from poker games and golf and one thing and another over the years and always writing things down. So when I finally went back and said, let's do this book, and Willie said, that sounds like a blast, let's do it. I went back and I started, I mean, I wrote about why I think Willie's so great at the very beginning, but with Willie, I started with this guy in a little town in Texas who's saying, you know, I grew up in Abbott, Texas.
He grew up just north of here.
Yeah, in a little town of Abbott in a small town, you know, and my grandparents raised me, and I didn't appreciate at the time all this. They taught me how to look somebody in the eye and respect your elders and remember people's names and shake their hand firmly. And then as I got older, I began to realize that stuff really does matter. Well, that's a really simple kind of down-home, down-spun.
I remember my folks teaching me that.
Well, that's where the movie, where the book begins. The end of the book is Willie Nelson, 74 years old, saying, I don't fear death because there is no death. And that's the kind of Baptist to Buddhist arc of Willie Nelson, but the Texas thing rides on top of it all the way through. He is an amazing guy.
I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, you know him too. You're in Scanner Up, but I know Keanu Reeves. I know Woody Harrelson. I know the Sheens. I know so many people, and they're all great folks and have great presence. I mean, so many people I've had a chance to run into, but I mean, literally, I felt Willie Nelson's presence.
Yeah, it's really something. And the book was a great opportunity. I was actually writing this book at the same time I was making Nobility. And it's a peace book. I mean, it really is a peace film. And I actually appreciate you a minute ago. You were saying if you don't agree with everything in the film, it doesn't matter because it's making you think anyway. And I never expect everybody to agree with everything nine Nobel laureates and some dummy from Texas are going to say. but that's not the point. The point is to be exposed to this information and then decide if you agree or not. And with Willie, he's a perfect guy. And he is open to all of that information. He's open to anything that you would be saying on the Alex Jones Show. And he'll process that. He's a very curious, lifelong learner, which is a great thing to be. But it really is a peace book, like it's a peace film. And,
let me add something here.
Yeah.
When the Dixie Chicks criticized Bush, and rightly so, they were able to demonize him. But the establishment didn't dare attack Willie Nelson. They tried a little bit, and then I heard Willie on the radio, some clip on the news. Somebody asked him about it, and he just said, well, look, it's all going to come out. This war is bad, and you know what? They're talking about not playing some of my stuff on the radio. I just don't care. I mean, I'm going to tell the truth, and that's the end of it. I'm paraphrasing what I heard him say, but, yeah. I mean, what's his whole view on the war?
Well, I don't know, but I can't know about saying his view on the war, but Willie is, you may have seen a T-shirt that says, I'm already against the next war.
Yes.
That's Willie, and we've never solved any problems. We go to war to fight. You cannot earn the peace by going to war.
It only makes more problems.
It doesn't mean that there haven't been wars that we fought that didn't have to be fought, but we were never really making any progress at this point. By fighting wars, Willie comes down on the side of peace, and he really believes that we should have we spend all this money on the Department of War, we should have a Department of Peace, and that it should be a cabinet level position, and that anytime you're going to go start a war with somebody, you got to say, okay, before you start this war, we got to go to the guy who's the head of the Department of Peace, and we got to see what kind of solution they're willing to offer.
Well, we know we're run by those that love the war paradigm.
There's not that much money to be made in peace, but if you know the truthfully, the money is not made in the short term, it's made in the long term by a peaceful planet.
The Tao of Willie, go to Amazon.com and get it, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us, final segment.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
and look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We'll go right back to Mr. Pipkin here in just a moment. Inner Food, ladies and gentlemen, go to PrisonPlanet.com on the right-hand side. There's a link to get 10% off as listeners to this transmission to Inner Food, the best green food out there, bar none. I take it every day. A lot of us look at the minerals and vitamins we need in the food out there that's been debased. But Inner Food has it. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, healthy blood sugar, immune system support. Give them a call, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or enerfood.com. Inner Food, ladies and gentlemen. They got another big line of great nutritive products, so be sure and check that out. Turk, I've got to ask you to come back and do another hour interview sometime.
Anytime,
brother. I really appreciate you coming in, but we've got a few minutes left. The book, The Tao of Willie. Now, I just got a copy from you last week. I haven't read it yet. It's a beautiful little book. Just in the few minutes we've got left, walk through some of the things that are in that book.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things in the book. It's really Willie's philosophy of life. And, you know, from some of it funny, some of it very, very serious. And it covers the range of, talks about biodiesel, talks about energy, talks about... it actually talks about a little bit about Electoral College and how we've pretty much outgrown its functionality, and that we've really come to a time where one person, one vote is going to be something this country needs.
By the way, dig up a Willie Nelson song. Dig up a Highwayman song. Let's go out with that today in the last minute. John, tell me if you have time to grab that. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Next time I come in, I'm going to bring in Willie's new version. He recorded Dave Matthews' song, Gravedigger.
Oh, wow, I haven't heard that yet.
And it is absolutely chilling. I've got probably 900 Willie songs on my eye.
I apologize for interrupting. They can go to Amazon.com.
You can get Nobility at Amazon, too. It's probably a little cheaper if you get it at Amazon, but if you get it at Nobility.org, it helps our schoolwork. So.
Let's talk about that. I mean, you really give almost all this back to the project.
Well, if there's teachers out there and you want to use Nobility in the classroom, and there's teachers all over the country and in other countries as well that use Nobility in the classroom in a lot of different subjects, because we talk about energy and we talk about landmines, we talk about health care, and there's a lot of issues that apply. You go to Nobility.org, there's Nobility in school site, you click on that site, and there's two checkboxes. One says, I'm a teacher, I want to get a copy of the movie, use it in my classroom, I got $25 for classroom resources, I can pay for it. The other one says, I'm a teacher, want a copy of the movie, I don't have any classroom resources, so send me one anyway.
Wow, that's
good. Total honor system, man. I was kind of thinking on the idea that maybe 50% of the teachers could pay and that would cover the ones who didn't. Didn't work out that way, but that's okay anyway. I don't care. If you're a teacher, you want to get a copy of the movie, go sign up for Nobility in Schools program.
Please, folks, if you don't have the money, don't do that.
We have a full-time, well, you got to be a teacher. You got to put in your class. You got to be
I mean, don't take advantage of that.
Yeah. No, it's a certified program, and we need you in the database so we can send those teachers educational materials that come with it. We have an education now works for us, works with me to develop more materials to take this stuff into the classroom. And then kids do amazing stuff. We had an international baccalaureate class at Westvode High last year, IB program. They spent a whole year studying based on what they'd seen in this movie, a whole year of study, and they also raised $5,000 for a landmine campaign based on this film. Presented me a giant check to pass on for landmine landmine victims. And that's a lot of money for our high school kids. People see this movie and they say, I want to do something, and they get connected.
You can also go to TurkPipkin.com, link up on Infowars.com, the Tao of Willie, co-authored with Turk, and of course, Nobility.org. Turk, again, I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Alex. Keep up the good work, man. We need you.
Thank you so much. We'll go out with Willie, Waylon, and, of course, Chris Christopherson and the immortal Johnny Cash. God bless you all. See you Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. And, of course, back on Monday. God bless.
Keep up the good fight.
We'll try. Thank you, Turk.
With the sea I did abide, I sailed a schooner around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Guess